got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. I'm a little late, it's my fault. I take 100% responsibility. Start off a little late in a meeting this morning with my producer. But it shouldn't happen again. Right, James?
Right.
You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy for this week. How have you treated yourself all your life? All my life. How have you treated yourself all your life? James, I want to say all of your life so badly.
You can. You may.
Because look like all your life, like something missing in there.
Sure.
But why you put it all your life there?
I thought that's how you said it. So I wrote it down that way, and it became law.
Is it the right way to say it?
I believe it's fine.
All of your life or all your life?
I believe so.
How come it feel like you're stumbling down at right there at all of?
Okay, so I can look it up. They're both correct and used interchangeably in English. All right, so that's according to Brave AI.
And what? How is it if I was speaking Swahili?
You would say, well, I don't know how to speak Swahili.
Oh. I don't. That Mexican guy that they're shipping over to Uganda, is he going to be speaking Swahili?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Turn over a new leaf.
Jesse Waters said there's going to be only one Mexican or whatever, El Salvador, in Swahili. It'll be him. Be that guy. Oh, God. Anyway, you can get involved in it.
Umeti bibijahe maishani mwako yote.
I see.
Deport.
That's Swahili.
Deport him immediately.
You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question. Oh, I said it already, right? How have you treated yourself all your life? All right. If you're running around doing whatever you're doing, trying to say the illegal, I want to say I do understand why the Democrats are fighting to save illegals. Protect and save illegals in the country. Number one, they're angry. They can't see what they're doing. They think that it's going to work out for them in the long run. And then number two, they hate the Great White Hope. And when you hate like that, you could, anyone, including yourself, it, that you hate, you don't know what you're doing. You can't see what you're doing. It makes you do some crazy stuff. Really. Insane stuff. But it's just crazy what they singing. Why are they singing? They're just stupid. And then out there protesting to help the criminal. How is that going to pay off for them in the long run? But anyway, where was I? If you're out and about protesting or falling over on your horse, you can listen to the show anywhere in the world. You can podcast, but you can also listen no matter where you are on your phone. And then when you get home from running around looking silly, trying to save the illegal aliens, you can podcast. You can watch your podcast. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 601-605. I'll repeat that. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. So it's Tuesday again.
Yeehaw!
One of my favorite days of the week, because it reminds me of the good old days. And Grandpa tell me about the good old days. It reminds me of the good old days of country and Western music. So it's Country and Western Day. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing.
James, am I holding, you got the mic right?
It's acceptable, I suppose.
But not right.
There you go.
It's a spiritual battle, folks. Like never before. But nothing is new under the sun. And whether you realize it or not, I talked about this on Sunday, whether you realize it or not, accept it or not, believe it or not, you are not in control of your own life. You are not making the decisions that you think that you're making in your own life. You are not coming up with the ideas and the thoughts and the plans that you think you're coming up with in your own life. Every human being on this side of heaven, until you overcome evil, are possessed with evil demons inside of you. Your mind. You're possessed with evil spirits, and those spirits pretend to be you, and they cause you to do what you don't want to do. But then they make you say, well, you want to do this, or they make you have excuses by trying to make you blame someone else for it, your actions. It's so crazy to me that this is happening. And we, unless you're getting to know yourself, you would not know this. You would think that your own jealousy, the jealousy you have and the strife and the envy and the revengeful nature, the up and down idea, the good idea, the bad ideas, the whatever, you would think, and you do think it, that they're yours. You will feel guilty when you do something wrong and you think that you are causing you to feel guilty. But you're not. Those things are causing you to feel guilty. And then other people that want to control you, those same evil spirits are working through them to try to make you feel guilty, because they want something from you. And so they work through other people to make you feel guilty too. That's crazy, huh? But it's so true. We, you, I, nobody on this side of the planet are in charge of anything. You're being controlled. When Paul said, I've come to realize, paraphrasing, some to realize that it's not me. I've been trying to do the right thing, he said. I can't. I tried to be right. I can't, he said. I tried to do right, but every time I try, it doesn't go that way, he said. And I've come to realize it's not me, but something that made a home in me. When you can realize that, you're on your way to freedom. But as long as you think it's you, you're getting worse. Wicked, evil. And it's amazing, too, when you become aware of evil spirit working in other people, working in you, and you start to see them in others, you see that there are demons in them. It's mind-blowing. One thing I know about the demons inside of people, they do not like a person of strength, a person who has overcome it. And then even the people who pretend to like a strong person, a person who has overcome, and they'll become strong, they're only pretending that they like a strong person because they want to be like that person. And not that they like the person, they want to be that, and then if they can become strong, they will attack the strong person. That is crazy to me. And demons smile in your face while all the time they're trying to take your place. Demons try to be you. If there's something about you that you get attention or something, they will dress like you, they will speak like you, they will act like you until they can, and then they'll go, when they get to the point where they want to try to become you, they'll start to, behind your back, turn people against you. Oh, they're not what they say they are. They're not what they pretend to be. Oh, you don't know this person. Now they're trying to draw you into them so they can get the attention that they believe you're getting and they want it because they become like you for their own purpose. It's just crazy. You're possessed and don't even know it. You're evil. When I say you're evil. And then the demon get mad when I say you're evil because the demon want you to think, evil spirits want you to think you're good. How can you say I'm evil? That's rude. That's disrespect. Don't say I'm evil. But you are. But the demons don't want you to know you're evil either. They work through you. Just imagine you walk around in life and something else is working through you, and you're thinking it, they're using your voice, and you're feeling it, they're using your body. And you say, well, this is just natural human. Human beings are naturally emotional. It's a human emotion. That's what the demon tell you. And you repeat it. Isn't that amazing? You can overcome it, though. I noticed that demons working with other people drain your energy out of you. Have you ever been around someone and they just talk so much? Or they want to do everything and now you feel so drained? And you wonder, why do I feel so drained? I'm so tired. Because they sucked all the life out of you. They drain your natural life, your energy. Or they talking to you over and over again about their problems until they wear you down. They're sucking the life out of you. They're draining the life out of you. Do what you want, but I suggest you wake up. But you can stay asleep or you can wake up and see what's going on inside of you and stop calling it you because it's not. And you could be free. And on Sunday, in our Sunday fellowship, and you can check it out at rebuildingaman.com/church, I was telling the people that anyone, I want you to really think about this. Anyone that gets angry, emotional, overreact, revengeful, stupid. I want you to think about this. And the next time you get angry, just kind of watch how you're acting and what you're doing. And you'll see, I'm so stupid. This doesn't even feel right. I'm silly. Angry people are stupid people. And then you do stupid things in the anger. You do stupid things when you're angry. Think about it. Look how silly you look. You're mad. You're fighting. You're worried when you're angry. You blame when you're angry. And then you feel guilty. When you realize you're wrong, you feel guilty. Those are evil demons driving you. It's not you. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. Romans 7:17. Derek just gave me that. I don't know where Derek gets this kind of scripture from, though. KJV, he said, in my ear. Amazing. So I tell you all this so that you can come out of your illusion. And there are men and women around the world who are hearing this, and they were like, wow, I just didn't know. I thought it was me. I didn't want to be that way, they would say. I didn't want to act that way. I didn't want to think that way. But I thought it was me. Like, the average person would tell you, oh, anger is a natural human emotion. There's nothing wrong with angry as long as you can control anger. Can you be any dumber than that? How are you going to control the spirit? As long as you control anger. Anger is a human emotion. They're justifying evil. And they truly believe it because they've been told that by others outside of them, themselves. And then the spirit of evil tell them that, well, this is just a natural human emotion. As long as you control yourself. Or they'll tell themselves, because they heard that Jesus was angry and Jesus had righteous anger. And they would tell themselves, I got righteous anger. Destroying the children, the cat, the dogs, and everything around them. What a mess! You can wake up or you can stay asleep in your slumber. Here's an example. And this is just an extreme example of what anger can do and what the demons do in your mind and emotions. But there are other examples too, like lack of patience with your children. Or fighting with your husband or your wife, or fighting with your friends, or fighting with anyone. An angry person who fights is another side of evil, a wicked person. Why would you want to fight for? There's no reason to fight for anything unless you're trying to physically protect yourself from somebody hurting you, and you can do that without anger. Why don't you lay your weapons down and let the spirit of truth fight for you. Here's an example of what anger can do for you, to you, work through you. Do your time. Roger Jackson, the son of Quentin Rampage Jackson, a former UFC heavyweight champion, assaulted a professional wrestler during an independent event on Sunday in Los Angeles, according to a recording I record another match. This is, some of you may have seen it. It was a mess. I was like, what the? The situation started when the wrestler assumed Rajay was a worker. And because of Rajay's camera crew, why is it from Kink?
Playing with me, bro. Real shit. One of them bit me. Call me. Not no bro. At the end of the day, I'm gonna stand up for myself because I'm tired of everybody playing with me, bro. Real shit.
Amazing. Do you see demons working through this guy? That's not him. This just like it worked when you have fear. Same thing. When you have fake smiles and you really don't mean it, you're smiling because you're scared not to smile because you don't want the people to feel uncomfortable or think bad negatively of you. Same thing. That's not him.
Jesse, that was the second clip. So,
oh Lord,
when the situation started and it went because of Roger Cameron's crew.
Another story. I don't want to do that.
No, no. It wasn't Derek. It was this thing right here.
Let's go to another story. Amazing. Sorry about that, folks. Here's another example of evil spirits. And these are like extreme examples. But there are examples of being shy, of being afraid, of being emotional, of being of fear, or trying to appease people. These are extreme examples. They're little examples, or try to pretend you're someone's friend because you want something from them, not because you really are a friend. So there are other little unseen examples that seem to be nice. Do we have the right soundbite now?
Yes.
Okay. If someone threw a drink on you, is this how you should react? At South Park Mall, a white woman is accused of throwing a drink on a black janitor, and the janitor then responded by physically attacking her with punches, and kicks. Why is this from Facebook? Why is it with this black woman? And it's funny that to them that they're beating this woman down, according to a report. You're possessed, folks, and you blame others for how you feel. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Black preachers who are racist in their hearts, they are not called by God, but they're called by their mama.
The Jesse Lee Peterson Show is the only program in existence which deals straight up with black Americans.
So-called civil rights leaders want them angry, dumbed down, and demoralized.
It's not the leaders that blacks need, but good fathers and mothers.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jesse Peterson. Thank you for tuning in. Also, again, I appreciate your emails, your phone calls, and your letters.
If you have any questions or you'd like to come on this show because you disagree with me about an issue or any issue, or you agree and you'd like to get your point of view out there, email me, call me, write me, and let me know. We'll gladly bring you on. And especially those people who disagree with me. I love talking to people like that. Today, my guest is Jeannie Strickland. She's the pastor of Christian Tabernacle Church in Midland, Texas. Jeannie, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, well, I appreciate you asking me to come on.
Are you nervous at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've never been on TV like this before, so.
You can relax.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have fun here. I like talking to women about, especially women who are mm-hmm. pastors,
mm-hmm.
Because I didn't grow, when I was growing up, I didn't know women who were pastors. You know, I had not heard of that before. Were you called to be a pastor?
Yes, sir. I fought it for a year.
You
fought it? Yeah, but I think I was really a pastor all my life because I think everybody's a pastor in their own way because men do it one way, women do it another way, because if we take care of our families and we teach our children about the Lord, aren't we pastoring them, teaching them? We're doing ministry.
Why did you fight it? You say you fought
well,
it for a while.
Well, one thing, you know, I was brought up going to Baptist churches, and, you know, they don't look too well on women being pastors.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're always told, you know, you stay in the background, the men do
right.
work, you know. And but, you know, I've always loved people, and God, I've known Jesus all my life. My mother raised us when we was born. She read the Bible to us, and mother, I guess you could say, was a pastor in our home because she's the one really taught us about the Lord. And
Were your father in the home, too?
Oh, yes. My dad was there, and he was I'm a blessed person with a good mother and a good dad.
Were your dad a pastor?
No. He was a school bus driver, and he ran a service station. Then he went to work for the school as a custodian, and he worked school
for
years.
You say you fought it because?
Well, I had that thing, you know, about women supposed to stay in the background and all that. And, you know, but see, Jesus, he's stronger, though, because he tells you he wants you to do something. You know, when the good Lord speaks to us, we got to listen. He worked on me for a long time.
Does it say in the Bible anywhere where a woman should be the pastor of a church or over men like that?
Well, I don't feel like I'm over men.
You don't?
No, I don't.
And why don't you feel that way?
Well, for one thing, God always told me, my brother is the head pastor, Brother Roy Langley,
uh-huh.
and God always told me I was to help him.
Help your brother.
Do the ministry work because he's got things for my brother to do.
Oh, I see. So what is your function as a co-pastor?
Well, I preach and take care of the church when he's gone, like he was gone to Brownwood to do pastor work with our younger brother. I got a younger brother that's a pastor too.
Oh, okay.
These are my two younger brothers, and they were working down there in Brownwood and helping Pastor Brown down there. And when I took care of the church, Cindy and I did. Cindy was co-pastor too, and we both preached and teached and then, you know, just what a pastor would do. So, you know.
Are there men in your church?
In the congregation,
a member of your church?
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have a problem with you standing in the pulpit preaching to them?
No.
No problem at all?
No problem.
Are you surprised by that?
No, not really, because when God pushed you in a place, you know, and you know he did, because when you sort of haggle back and forth with him about it, and he tells you to do it, you know, and you got to mind the Father.
Do you counsel? Men and women and families at your church?
I do.
You do counseling. Do you ever counsel men?
I try to talk to them as a family because like I told you, I lost my husband in September. I've been a wife for 38 years.
Right.
And I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother, and I feel like it's important for the families to come together because I feel like Satan is tearing the family down.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
And I believe that it's very important that our families get pulled back together. And
Let me ask you this. When you counsel with families, I want to ask you about the man and woman relationship. What do women want? Men don't know anymore what they want. What do they want?
Well, I really think women would like men to be the men and head of the house because God set it up in order that man is the Godhead.
That's right.
And the woman is his helpmate.
So if they want that, why do they fight it when men do those things. When they become the head of their family, they're making decisions, they're doing the right thing. Women put up a battle. Not all, of course, but most do. Why do they fight them on it?
Well, I think for one thing, women nowadays have a hard time knowing how to be wives and mothers because they didn't have a mother like I had.
That's a good point.
Because back when World War II, so many women had to go to work because men were at war, that it sort of started tearing down the family foundation.
Have you noticed that women fight men now? Or is this something that I'm
imagining?
It's
true.
It's true.
But I think women don't understand how important it is to be wives and mothers. What a great gift God give us to be in that role. Because who else can shape children's lives? Who can shape the world? Is right in that home, rocking that cradle. And if you teach the kids love and kindness, to love other people, and not just think of self, that, you know, think and love, first of all, love Jesus Christ. Because if we don't have Jesus in our homes, we're in trouble anyway.
Lot, huh?
Yeah.
Are you, when you tell women they need to come back to their proper state of being, stop fighting against men, do they listen to that?
Some do, but some, I don't know, they, you know, it's important if they get Jesus in the heart, because, you know, that makes the difference in the world. When you have Jesus in your heart and you can put somebody before yourself, because, you know, self gets in our way.
Yes.
All the time. That eye trouble thing's what I call it. And when they learn that they can be happy and they can feel important, it being a wife and a mother, and there's nothing wrong with a woman working if she wants to work and her husband wants her to work, but, you know, it's got to be a family decision. And sometimes I think women are cheated out of the time with their children and their husband when they have to work constantly.
Yeah,
because,
it's hard on a woman to work and raise children.
Yeah, because they got a full-time job taking care of the family.
What, you were married 32 years, right?
38.
38 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fight against your husband?
I tried not to, you know, because, you know, everybody has their ups and downs, but I've always loved my husband. I always tried to respect him as being the head of the household.
Were you difficult to deal with at times, though?
I hope I wasn't. I tried to, you know, give back and forth because, you know, I'm the type, and I always said I'm a mama hen. I always try to take care of everybody.
Right.
You know, I guess mother taught me that, you know, because she always took care of everybody, and she always helped my daddy, and I had the good example. That's what's important.
It is, a parent. Did you have a good husband?
My husband was a good husband. He was a hard worker, but we lost two children, and he did fall apart, start drinking.
Really?
And he was an alcoholic.
How did you lose him?
Well, he had quit drinking for 3 years because he started helping us do some work out the church and come back to the Lord because, you know, he wasn't a all the time church member goer or anything, but he'd go out there and work on the church.
How did you lose your children?
A fire.
Really?
We had a car got on fire.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And so your husband couldn't handle that and you started drinking?
Well, see, I had the parents that taught me about Jesus, and Jesus held me up. You know, he brought
your brother,
me through.
I mean, your husband.
But my husband, he was raised in a broken home. He didn't have the background I had, you know. And I think that's the reason God put us together because, you know, in ways a woman can help a husband by being strong in the Lord. You know, when he's falling down, she can help him.
Jenny, let me ask you this because of time. Do most women hate, excuse me, do most women hate men?
I don't think so. I think women really love men, but sometimes they don't know how. People quit talking. This table right here, is an important table because if people at home sit around this table a little more and talk and be a family.
So what would you recommend to men when their wives are acting weird, you know, screaming and yelling, don't want to do the right thing, follow their instructions? What would you recommend to men? How should they deal with that?
Well, sometimes I think he needs to take a deep breath and him not holler back and tell her he loves her, because most of the time when women's hollering and screaming, they're crying out for help because they're either lost or they're having physical or mental problems, because this world's not the easiest place to be in nowadays. You know that.
And when you counsel with men, what do they want from women?
Mostly they want a wife and everything that be there, and they come home from hard ways at work and have supper on the table and spend time with them and be friends, just to love each other. And
that's not going to happen, huh?
Well, I think it can happen if we work at it, because God set it up that way, didn't he?
You're right. It's supposed to be that way, and it should be that way, but...
Okay, I think I got it now. What? 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Jesse. Let me go to Donald out of Tennessee. Donald, you are on the air. Hey, Donald.
Hey, can you hear me, Jesse?
You're on the air, yes, sir.
What's going on?
All is well.
Hey, Jesse, yeah, I was commenting. It's mighty funny. You was talking about the fake smiles and stuff because my Apostle Sunday, that was part of the sermon. These people, they know how to put on a fake smile, fake pose, and, you know, they be on social media smiling like they don't have any issues in life or any problems. They're very good at that. They know how to hide their true identity, and people have to be very mindful and careful. But if you stay in the Word and you're opposed to that, then you can tell that those smiles are just frowns turned upside down.
When you say stay in the Word, what do you mean?
The Word will give you, it will encourage you to know that, you know, when people are not following what the Bible is telling them.
But a whole lot of folks read the Bible and they still don't see what's going on inside of them. Reading the Bible is not going to do it.
No, it's living. Living by it.
But you can't live by the Bible.
You said what, Jesse?
You can't live by the Bible. What do you mean by living by the Bible?
I mean, like, following the Word, following what God tells you to do. The Bible, you know, the instructions of the Word.
I don't know what that means.
It means, like,
because there's no one on earth that can follow what the Bible says do.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying, for instance, like, if you're a Christian, you have orders to follow. God has principles that he wants you to live by. You can't be...
But no one can live by that just by reading the Bible.
No, you have to put it in action. Basically, you have to change your people, places, and things.
I'm sorry?
You have to change your people, places, and things.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, for instance, if you know you're trying to do what's right, you can't be making wrong decisions out here. You can't be doing things to please the flesh, rather. You can't be a flesh pleaser. You have to please the spirit.
And you may be right, but how do you do that? For those that don't know how to do that, how do you do that?
And my way, what I do is, I mean, you have to have a standard. You have to, when you wake up, thank God. Thank God for waking you up. Thank God for grace, mercy, and peace. Thank Jesus for being your Lord and Savior. Thank Jesus for his blood shed on the cross.
But that still don't change your nature. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it doesn't. But it's a part of an ongoing things that you have to do in order to stay stable in the world before you meet the judgment day, before you go to heaven or hell and meet God. You have to be living right. You have to be making right decisions.
Do you have to wait to die before you meet God?
No.
And so why not meet those standards while you live then?
I agree with that. I agree that you have to meet those. You said why? Oh, why? Because it's an order. I believe it's an order that God wants men and women and young children and young men and women to live by.
But no one is doing it.
Yeah, no one is doing it, and that's why we supposed to be out here help winning souls and spreading the gospel and teaching people about biblical teaching.
But God doesn't say do that.
You said what, Jesse?
God doesn't tell you to do that.
No, but you still supposed to spread the gospel.
But God didn't tell you to do that either. Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
It just comes from just knowing how you're supposed to be living in the world.
But if you notice that spreading the gospel doesn't help mm-hmm. people either.
You know why it doesn't help people? Because they don't want to be helped.
No, that's not it. It doesn't help people because you're not supposed to be doing it.
So what are we supposed to be doing?
You're supposed to overcome evil and become the light and let the light do the work for you.
I agree with that.
You're not supposed to be preaching at people. You're not supposed to be spreading the gospel. You're not supposed to be doing any of those things. Where did that idea come from anyway, Donald?
I mean, it really didn't come from nowhere. It's just a part of...
It didn't come from nowhere?
I'm not going to say it didn't come from nowhere. It's just a part of what I believe is a standard way of living.
But it doesn't work. Why would it be a standard way of living? And why are people doing it when it's come from nowhere? They just made that up.
I don't think people made it up. I didn't.
Where did the idea come from? You got to go out there and spread the gospel.
I mean, for instance, if you know people that do not go to church, do not read the Bible, how will they know that they need to change their ways of thinking and their ways of living?
When they would know when they realize that they're tired of being the way they are and start looking for the truth within themselves. They're not going to know until then. Spreading the gospel is not going to do that at all because people already know that they're wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
And
I agree with
that. But where did that idea come from, though? You got to go spread the gospel.
I didn't say it was basically an idea where you have to. It's just a thought of, you know, letting somebody know about true worshiping trying to be righteous.
But it hasn't done anything. It doesn't change another person's nature.
It doesn't change another person's nature.
Uh-uh.
But if they're willing to change their life, if they're willing to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I believe sooner or later, if they are willing, they are able.
But you've never met anyone like that.
No, I just know people that are not in the Word, that don't go to church.
But even if people in the Word are worse than the people that's not in the Word.
Yes, and that too.
Yeah.
But...
Donald, I got to take a break. Thank you, don't call me again. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Race to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.
some serious mess going on in the world. And Trump trying to clean it up, clean up the mess. But there's messy people trying to re-mess it up and stop him from cleaning it up. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, August 26th. Happy Men's History Month. We're in the final week of Men's History Month. Make it count. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during It Is Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP ought to be right back to your calls and your super chats. Appreciate that. And more great stories. Nice. Sweet. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, in a significant escalation of his battle with the politically independent central bank, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, announced he has fired Federal Reserve Governor, or should I say governess, Lisa Cook, who is black, a black woman. In the termination letter, Trump said that Cook, Lisa Cook, that is, the first black woman to serve as Fed governess under Biden, right, had been removed from her position for cause, citing allegations of mortgage fraud. Wow. Although the so-called Justice Department said that they plan to investigate these claims, Lisa Cook has not been charged with nor convicted of any wrongdoing. President Trump purported to fire me for cause, quote unquote, when no cause exists under the law and he has no authority to do so. So claimed Lisa Cook in a statement, quote, I will not resign. I will continue to carry out my duties to help the American economy as I have been doing since 2022. And how's the economy been doing since 2022? Not that great. Thanks, Joe Biden. In recent months, our greatest president Trump has criticized Fed Chair Jerome Powell, a white male, whom he appointed during his first term for refusing to lower interest rates. What a mess. And our greatest president, Trump, versus J.B. Pritzker. That's the Illinois governor. I'm shaking my head about that guy. President Trump's threat to deploy the National Guard to patrol the streets of Chicago, particularly the South Side, is really bad, I heard, in parts, has sparked strong opposition from the city's so-called mayor, as well as the state's so-called governor, who is a potential Democrat presidential hopeful. Oh, really, J.B. Pritzker for president? Fat chance. No pun intended. If this were happening in any other country, we would have no trouble calling it what it is, a dangerous power grab. So claimed Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on Monday, flanked by city so-called leaders, including the Chicago mayor, the socialist, black, Brandon Johnson, who's even worse than that lesbian gal. We're begging for the lesbian back, Lori Lightfoot, because this guy is so out of control. He's worse than her. Anyway, meanwhile, Trump, so I claim anyway, Trump signed an executive order that tasked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth with establishing specialized units at the National Guard that will be trained to deal with public order issues. Sweet. Cleaning up the mess that these Democrats and others, certain peoples, are causing. A move that could be a prelude to stationing troops in more U.S. cities. Trump also chastised J.B. Pritzker, who commands the Illinois National Guard, and Mayor Brandon Johnson, for criticizing us before we even go there, unquote. And Pritzker responded by addressing our greatest president directly, Mr. President, do not come to Chicago. You are neither wanted here nor needed here, unquote. Pretty ridiculous, huh? Anyway, the flag burning is banned per Trump. He signed an EO on Monday that directs the Justice Department to investigate incidents of flag burning, an activity he says incites violence and riots. They certainly correlate. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. With lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. We're going to try to do this hour all the way through. Let's see what happens. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how have you treated yourself all of your life? Now, that sounds so much better for some reason. How have you treated yourself all of your life? Have you noticed that? Have you questioned yourself? How have I treated myself all of my life? No, you haven't, because most of you never get to know thyself. You don't pay attention to you pay attention to everybody else but you. What now? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you're black, beating up white people or robbing them or stealing or committing genocide upon the whites, or if you're white and you're afraid to fight back, you're just afraid of the Negroes, or if you're just working out, or you're making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and you just don't have time, or you're out trying to protect the criminals from going back to their countries, because you have a hidden agenda, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131 on your phone. And then when you get back home, you can podcast 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. Go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, second hour of Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Yee-haw!
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head.
I love this song.
The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God, so he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. a spiritual battle. Wake up. If not now, when? You don't have to wait until you die. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't wait until I die. Especially since there's only one death, and that's the death of the false self. The ego death. There's no other death. And so you like wait until you die and think you're going to heaven or things are going to get better in glory. You're going to be stunned. You're going to be stuck in the way that you die. So the way has been made for you to have perfect peace right now. And unless you drop the anger, the resentment, and those people who want to believe, oh, anger is good. Anger, Jesus had anger. And you want to hold on to your anger, stay with it. For those who want to be free and never have to get angry again and be free now while you live right here on earth, drop your anger. Forgive. I want to replay, and Nick doesn't know about this, but I want to replay clip 25-2 here in a minute. I want to replay something that I see. I see it by paying attention to the news on, and my producer finding a lot of this stuff for me. And I just think that this is probably one of the most mind-blowing thing I ever seen in my country. And I really, this is evil, by the way, but I'm just not, it's an example of what happens when you have fear, by the way. I can't get over the idea that white Americans in the United States of America have settled with allowing themselves to be physically beat up by whites, by blacks, I mean, physically beat up by blacks. When you turn on the TV now, which is interesting, whenever, not every time, but most of the time when they have, especially when they're black, movies or commercials and things like that, they always have the white person looking real dumb and stupid. Something like what they call a Karen, I guess. And the white people have to apologize if they say something funny about a black, around a black. And they like, oh, zipped your lip. Oh, okay, yeah, I hurt myself. I just, the men and the women. And then the blacks and now the illegal aliens are breaking into the white people's homes. And I don't know. White men, help me to understand. And I remember years ago when I first started in the media, and I was writing for WorldNet Daily and other magazines, and I would warn the white people, why are you apologizing to the blacks? Why are you feeling bad about the blacks when you had nothing to do with it at all? And it's not true what they're feeling bad about. I'm like, this is going to lead to only get worse because people hate weak people. Look how husband and wife beat each other for breakfast, lunch, and dinner when you allow it to happen. You bring out the worst in people. People are evil. And you bring out the worst in them when you're weak with them. And the whites have done that. And I remember when they had the knockout game years ago now. How many years, hey? Remember when the blacks were going around knocking out white people, laughing about it, posting it on social media?
The knockout game was pretty big in 2014. It was making major headlines on Fox News and stuff like that.
And it was like a joke to the blacks, and the white was just letting it happen. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. Because in Mommy Africa right now, South Africa, white people did the same thing over there. And now they are being genocide. Is it called being genocide or under genocide? Hey, you are the proper correction English thing.
They're under a genocide, I guess you could call it.
White people are under a genocide in Mommy Africa. That's happening right here, white folks. You are already under genocide. I got proof. But I don't understand. I do understand. I'm saying I don't understand, but I do understand because, as I said, I don't understand. I'm understanding. How do you say when you don't understand, just for conversation's sake, when you do understand? The men and the women, not just the white women, it's the white men, too. Remember that incident down in Cincinnati, Ohio? I believe it was Cincinnati, but Ohio for sure, where these blacks attacked this white man and the white woman, and they knocked the white woman out, and they had the white man on the ground beating and stomping him. Why don't you see that's going to only get worse? And Lord, you just threw up your hand and be trying to hide your face or they will stomp you in the face instead of fighting back. And we shouldn't be fighting. Human beings shouldn't be fighting, but at some point, physical protection is okay. Even if you lose while you're fighting, physically protecting yourself, that's different. But we shouldn't be fighting, but the reality is the blacks are attacking the whites like I've never seen before. And it's evil. But it's also evil for whites to be that weak. What's wrong with your people, James? Before I play the soundbite.
Stop calling them my people. They're not my people.
You can't deny your own man.
I disclaim.
It's just about his own people.
I'm starting my own race.
Was that a robot race?
No, I overheard your black producer saying he's starting his own race.
Yeah.
That's funny. Shout out, whites. We're together.
Well, what's wrong with the white and the men letting this happen too?
I know that I know that a lot of us are raised to be nice and polite and don't fight.
But that's beyond nice and politeness.
I know. And then there's also the false white guilt that some of them, us.
But the blacks are lying about slavery thing.
I know that.
So why would white people have guilt then?
I don't know. It's not just guilt. It's fear. It's pressure. It's being attacked for saying any little thing innocently. And other people who are more educated know that what you just said is offensive to some of them, so-called. And so you get traumatized by that stuff. Like, I remember hearing, what's the Cosby last name in their TV show, Huxtable?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that was a Cosby show reference. I'm like, that's a sort of uppity name or something like that. Huxtable sounds uppity, right?
Uh-huh.
And some guys in this meeting said, you're not supposed to say uppity about black people, something like that. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, they are uppity.
They are, but the thing is, well, the Cosby thing was okay, sort of. Although it was kind of progressive for the time, I guess, maybe. But the point is, it's not just guilt, but it's trauma. Like, outward, you get punished for any little thing. It's kind of like when the mother or father says, don't talk back. Remember that guy who punished his stepkid?
Yeah.
That's what happens to the whites. Whereas the blacks are encouraged to talk back like crazy.
But not to their mama.
I don't know.
No, black can not talk back to mama. Mama is king. They can say what they want to daddy, but they cannot talk back to mama. Mama beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I brought you in this world. I'll take you out, nigga rah-rah.
So everybody has some different symptoms of
fear and
anger.
Right, they can speak up to anybody but black mama.
Right.
But I want you to watch this, and I want you to watch, and this is every time. I've never seen it when it was different. I want you to watch how this black female allegedly, it appeared to me, I don't know, maybe it's a game, to be beating up this white woman, and then this black man, this white man who comes along to try to stop her, she really just push him back to her, go after him, and he doesn't do anything about it. I want you to watch this woman on the floor, helpless, and this black female appears to be going over and stomping her even more so, kicking her even worse while she's down. And then there's another white woman who comes into the picture a little later. What happened? Remember that incident in Ohio where they beat up these blacks, beat up on these, and they eventually caught some of them, according to a report, and knocked this white woman out flat on the road. Her head hit the pavement and everything. And then the white man, they just continued to pounce on him. And he just held his hand up. We showed you a story yesterday of a real estate lady, I believe she was, a white woman. Over in Beverly Hills, folks, beautiful area. It's okay to walk down from one restaurant to another. It's like a hangout place for white people. This black woman robbed it, walking from, according to her, from one restaurant to another one. I just don't understand. How did you lose? I know. When I say I don't understand something, let me know you do understand. You lost your fight for your family, for your children. I said years ago when white people start allowing their children to go to black schools, I'm like, uh-uh. Why are you doing that to your children? Why would you send your child? I wouldn't even send my child to a black school. And I'm black. So I want you to watch this again and pay attention. This lady is on the floor, already beat, it appears to be beat up. And then that black woman look over and get a thrill. Let me go kick this white. I can hear her saying the B word in my mind. I didn't hear her verbally say it there, but it wasn't like this when I was growing up in Alabama and they had the so-called Jim Crow laws and they had the black and white sign for whites only. It wasn't like this. And I thought, white people, like, really tough. Where are those white people? Where are the white people who discovered America and made it great? You couldn't be afraid and weak then. Where are those white people that fought in the Civil War? What was the Civil War about? The free the slaves, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
You fought to freeze your enemies, and now they're trying to destroy you. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. But yet, I understand why it happened. So I'm about to play this one more time, and I want you to watch this because this is typical now, where these blacks are just beating up. This is genocide. Joe Biden, you can't hide. White people, you can't hide. Poor. And the white people built the country. You saw Elon Musk trying to send up another rocket ship to the moon or somewhere. Ain't no black person trying to do that. And as soon as we start going to the outer space, everybody's going to come with us. The black, don't let no blacks on that ship. You heard the hate report. Trump fired this black woman, according to the report, of the Federal Reserve thing. And she's talking about she ain't going nowhere. I'm staying. And you're going to love me. I ain't going nowhere. How can you fire someone and you tell the boss, I ain't going nowhere? Because you're black and you can do it. Because you know you can get away with it. But I doubt if she get away with this with Trump. And they call him king. So I want you to watch this again. Just watch it with all your eyes. And know that this is happening. The blacks are doing this to the whites everywhere in Africa and here. And in Europe, it's happening. I think the Muslims doing it over there. They're like, oh, Allah people. So this is at South Park Mall. A white woman is accused of throwing a drink at a black janitor. The janitor then responded by physically attacking her with punches and kicks. White House lady is already down on the. Apparently, the black woman already knocked on the floor, however she got there. And the black woman see her down there going, kick, talking about kicking you when you're down. Watch this from Facebook. Look at the white man can't even stop her. Push that bitch down. White woman just looking at her. I'm helping.
Oh, that's her mama.
Why are you just not getting
up? And they laughing. Like, it reminds me of the Roman days when they had these Roman fight in the big arenas and the people laugh. What do you think when you see that?
I think it's a. Terrible. I'm reading this here from the story here. I don't know if it says that she's accused of throwing a drink, possibly.
But less than that, she
so put it like, say, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
No, I was just saying that it sounds like she threw a drink on this person, possibly. So, I don't know. I feel kind of less bad. You kind of enter into, you say you enter into something where you get yourself hurt or whatever, but this is like uniquely black. This the savagery and then the people filming
and laughing
and then just kicking her head and going for like vital zones over what a drink. Like this is, I was talking a bit about it yesterday, but
oh, you did
just not this story, but I had a call and I was saying. You know, people were trying to say on my show that rap music is making black
this
people
ain't
crazy.
No rap music. This is work. This is something else.
No, and I was saying that. Well, blacks have a unique, almost a unique justification to their anger. Let's start
right.
there. Let's start there. Yeah,
you're right about it. They always have a reason why they're so violent. If it ain't slavery, it's the rap music.
Exactly, but it's the black people.
Yes. What do you say to that hate? So what?
Go ahead.
What do you say when you see a hate? And you white. Look at hate. He like real white. He's Joe Biden white. Real hair white. When you see that and you see it all the time, what are you thinking?
They're both out of control. Like out of control, paralyzed from doing anything by fear or whatever.
Yeah.
And out of control, angry, lashing out. One attracts the other. You know, the weakness of the whites just makes her being on the floor triggers that predator instinct, super predator instinct. That's a reference to the Democrats.
It does.
Yeah, it totally does. Makes you want to hit or kick or
and look how weakly the white man, looked like it was a white man trying to push the black woman off, and she just pushed him back.
Yep.
Ran him off.
Because you're not supposed to hit a woman.
Yeah, right.
Especially not a black woman.
Yeah, right.
So that was in San Antonio, Texas. South Park Mall in San Antonio.
Oh, it was?
There's a bunch of incidents over there. When I searched it, I couldn't even find this one. Because this one's relatively mild, I guess, compared to what goes on. But you're right, it's the spirit of genocide, to use a liberal word for it.
It sure is. Joe Biden, you can't hide. black people in UK high, you committed genocide. This is only going to get worse, though. That's what's evil, because it's evil for the blacks to do this. And not all the blacks. Not all. Let me make it clear, because I can hear it now. You saying black people. Not all, but most. This is not good. This is not love. This is not of God. One last quick one I want to show you, then I take some phone calls and super chats. And the blacks are getting away with it. The law is not on the white people's side when this happens. It's on the black side when they do it. The two black teams who beat up on Big Boss are now free. I guarantee you, had it been the other way around, they would not be free. The white men who attack a black man would be in prison for life. NBC Washington, two teenagers charged in the carjacking in which a former Doge staffer were assaulted. Outraging President Donald Trump days before he federalized the D.C. police have been released from juvenile custody. Watch this from Newsmax.
Good morning, Mark and Allison. Yeah, it's almost like D.C.'s judicial system is intent on proving Donald Trump's point that they are flat out unserious about punishing criminals, especially juvenile ones.
Especially
remember,
black
Donald
ones.
Trump called in the National Guard. He federalized the D.C. police after a former Doge staffer was absolutely pummeled by a mob of juvenile delinquents in an attempted carjacking. Police arrested two suspects, one male, one female from nearby Maryland, both 15 years old. And despite the vicious assault and the girls' prior run-ins with the law, Judge Kendra D. Briggs, a Biden appointee, cut them loose. Instead of staying in detention, they got curfews, electronic monitors, and an admonition from the judge to go to school. Oh, how nice. Law enforcement officials say that free pass sends the exact wrong message.
It sends a message that it's okay to beat up on the whites. And then take them to a black judge, and the black judge going to let them go in the front door and out the back. White people, what are y'all thinking going to happen? Do you think one day, by and by, it's going to get better? A U.S. attorney, what's the woman's name? Piro.
Janine Piro.
Piro. Says she can't prosecute violent juvenile offenders under the D.C. law. Was it from Fox and Friends?
The two of them that were taken to family court where the purpose is rehabilitation have been released. What a shock. And therein lies the problem. We have got to lower the age of criminal responsibility in Washington, D.C. The gangs and the crews are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. I can't touch them. Ainsley, if someone shoots someone with a gun and they're 17 years old and that person does not die, I can't prosecute them. I can't get involved with them. It goes to family court.
They need to change that law, and it doesn't matter if you're a little baby, 1 year old, and you kill somebody, you need to go to jail. Don't be having no juvenile law and then adult laws. And I guarantee you, when these kids know they're going to prison for life, some of that mess will stop. But it's amazing, every day and all the time, white people are being beat up now. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee. Folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, both Pacific time. You don't want to miss them at all. And for personal shout outs, I would do them for you. Go a birthday, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, shout-out, I'll do them for you. And they are amazing. You're going to love. Just imagine your loved one open up a shout-out and you hear me shouting out to them. Birthday celebrate. It's amazing. You'll love it. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And so I'm being told that that we show you how that black woman been allegedly attacking this white woman over there somewhere, where the blacks in Instagram comments are celebrating and justifying the mall beating. Let's say that it's true that the white woman threw a drink on the black woman. It didn't call for this. And no justification for that type of attack. And then you got the black females especially, but not only black female, black male, on the courts as judges. You think they're going to put blacks in jail for attacking you? They feel the same way the blacks that attack you feel. What a mess. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Boston. John out of Boston, Mass. John, you are on the air. Happy Man History, by the way, folks. John, you're on the air.
Hey, morning. Happy Men's History.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Okay, cool. I do roofing sales, and I just did a flight into D.C. recently, and it looks so good.
Yeah, I so hear that. The right Great now. White Hope is cleaning it up. This is why we need white people leading, because the white people clean up the ghettos.
100%. 100%. Yeah, we need to clean up the ghettos inside of D.C. and make it safe again. I felt really safe being able to walk around and get to my conference and do what I needed to do.
Yeah, it needed to be done in Gary, Indiana, Chicago, Washington, D.C., as is happening there, New York, Los Angeles.
It needs to be done in Boston.
Yeah, in Boston. Anywhere where the blacks and the Asian, not the Asian. The mayor of Boston is a Asian woman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What a mess.
What a mess. And so, you know, I have a question about fear.
Okay.
Would you be able to take that?
Yes, go ahead.
So, you know, I've heard you say that, you know, you don't have the spirit of fear anymore because, you know, you have peace from God. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, good. Then my question is, like, you know, what if somebody accused you of, like, you know, having a gay, you know, sexual relationship with them?
If they accuse you of that, don't you worry about it. You just wish them well. But don't you get angry, because there's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to get angry, no matter what happened out there or in your mind. You drop the anger. Have you overcome your anger?
Yeah, actually.
How did you overcome?
Well, I forgave my mom and my dad, like you said, and I've been doing the silent prayer.
And do you still get angry?
No, not anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Good. Well, just practice staying present and stay away from the anger, and I promise you, you'll be fine. Oh, amazing. Just don't get angry, folks. There's never, ever, ever a reason to be angry. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, right on, Jesse. Ace Ambroso. Hey, one thing, I grew up in Minnesota. I lived in Vegas for the last 20 years, and now I live in the desert west of Mojave Desert near the Grand Canyon. But all through my life, the black man has targeted me. I've been in how many different fights with black men growing up. And I also was almost murdered by one when I was 18. And I just cannot figure out all through my life.
Are you white, Brady?
I'm semi-white. I'm kind of brown. I've been in the desert a while.
Are you a white man? Are you...
Yes, I'm a white man.
Oh, okay. And so you're saying you've been attacked by the blacks?
Yes.
And how did you deal with it when you were attacked?
I had to fight back. I ended up getting my ass kicked by them, and then a guy jumped me out of the woods, knocked me out. And when I woke up, they were trying to run over my head with the car. They tore half the hair off the scalp of my head. I did get up and find that man and the guys that I was camping with up by the Canadian border. We waited for that black man to come through the woods. And I'm not happy to say what happened to him, but we did catch up with him, and it wasn't a good scene. But that man had been tormenting us kids. We were a lot younger than this black man, and he'd been tormenting us for probably 4 or 5 years. And to this day, I think that's the reason why I wear a gun on my hip. I am done with the white genocide of the white man. We are the biggest persecuted people on the face of this planet, and all you hear about is the poor black man and how slavery was perpetrated by the white man. Absolutely nonsense.
But I do want to encourage you not to get angry about it. Don't be angry, because if white people become angry, they're going to deal with it in the wrong way. It's enough to see injustice, but you should never hate injustice, because if you do, you become like what you hate, and then you overreact to the situation in a wrong way. So don't get angry so you can see how to deal with it.
I guess I'm not angry, but when you're in a situation where you're attacked or robbed or jumped by a group of black men just for no reason, you are forced. Your brain puts you in a hate situation. Maybe it's not that word. It's an angry. It's fight or flight.
That's what you don't want to do. You don't want to get into the hate situation, because you're going to overreact, and that's what your enemy wants. And when you overreact, you're going to end up in jail, or you're going to end up in a worse situation. You can defend yourself without being angry. Do you realize that? Or hateful?
Well, I admit 100% I'm angry when somebody's trying to run over my head. I'm going to kick their ass. But you can call that
don't
angry
keep
or cur-
hey, hey, don't keep cursing. We have a kid listening to the show. But do you know that you don't have to get angry, or you think you need to get mad?
I just think I react to the situation. I don't like to be angry at all. I prefer to go through life in a peaceful situation, not in an anger mode all the time.
So why don't you drop your anger?
I have dropped my anger. I put a gun on my side. I let my gun worry about my anger.
Brady, why don't you drop your anger?
It's dropped.
But then
I don't have anger, Jesse.
But a gun on your hip is not going to stop you from being angry.
It's going to protect me, though, in the future, which it has already many times.
It won't
many
stop
times
you
with my gun on my
Brady, head. But it won't stop you from being angry. You want to not be angry so you can be at peace no matter what situation happens.
I try to be at peace, but God tells me to wear the gun on my hip. I'm from Arizona, and God tells me to wear a gun.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's just the way it is.
All right. Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it. Let me go to Eva out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Eva, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Eva.
How are you?
I have an aunt named Eva.
You tell me that every time I call.
What about dad's sister?
Yeah. How's she doing?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Oh.
But go ahead.
I was calling. God, I always get nervous.
Relax. Catch your breath.
I know. You know what? It's a lot better than it has been before. While I was waiting, I was just observing, you know, the feeling that you get. And so it's like a shaky feeling inside, and your body kind of shakes, and it causes confusion, basically.
And who is shaking? Who's feeling that way?
Me inside of myself, like in my body. My physical body.
Are you your fear or your emotions?
You know, I hear you ask this question to a lot of people, and I haven't really figured it out myself, actually.
When you are feeling, let's say you call the show and you feel nervous, why do you say,
yeah,
I am feeling nervous?
Jeez, I don't know. I guess because that's the way that it's always been since I was little. My whole life, that's when we talk about ourselves, we say me, I.
And who are you?
A human being? But I had a question for you.
Okay.
So my question is, why don't conservatives vote in the same way that Democrats vote? Why aren't we out voting?
Why you're not out voting?
Yes, as a whole.
I mean, like, why don't conservatives get out and vote?
Yeah.
I think one reason, I could be wrong about this, but I think one of the reasons, prior to Donald Trump, the Republican representatives were no different than the Democrats. I remember before Donald Trump got in office, the Democrats were controlling everything. The Republicans were going along with everything the Democrats were in support of. And so I think that turned a lot of people off. I know for me, I had got to a point where I just wasn't going to vote for the Republicans anymore. Because everything the Democrats wanted to do, they were just doing it, and the Republicans were going along with it.
Yeah, you know,
you notice that when Donald Trump got in there, and he said, "What are you going to do for the American people?" And the people voted for him. They need somebody that's going to look. Going to do the job and work for them and not against them. And the right over Republicans don't operate that way. If Donald Trump were not in there right now, the Republicans wouldn't be doing anything. None of the things that you see happening now would be happening under the Republicans even if they had a Republican president other than Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, I have, oh gosh, my mind is, sorry, my mind is like, got me confused, but, so the reason why I was calling was because I noticed that a lot of people that I know that are conservative, we just complain. There's just a lot of complaining going on, but there's not a whole lot of voting. Yeah. Last week on Thursday, I live in Knoxville, and last week on Thursday, I got a text message from a Democrat saying, hey, come out and vote for your city council member, vote Democrat. Today's the last day for early voting. And at first I was annoyed because I've gotten those messages before, but then I started thinking, I was like, so this is how they get the Democrats to vote. They're actually out there doing something. They're actually out there calling their people to the polls and they're going to vote. And I was upset at myself because I don't even know who the mayor is. And I actually found out who the mayor of Knoxville is, and it's a Democratic female.
Amazing.
And why
didn't
that
you
wasn't
know?
Like that. It didn't used to be that way.
Yeah, you're right.
She wants to raise the taxes here in Knoxville. And I asked my husband, I asked people that I know here that are conservative, and I asked them, who are you voting for a city council? Oh, I have no idea. Do you know who the mayor is? I have no idea. And I mean, all people that I've heard complain before, but you have no idea who your mayor is. And you don't know when, you know, city council voting is. And I include myself in that.
And why didn't you know who the mayor of? Why were you that way?
Because the Democrats didn't tell me. I got a text message. That's the only way that I found out. So thank you, Democrats.
They didn't tell you who the mayor of Tennessee was?
I just didn't pay attention. And I think that that's a problem, is that we're not really paying attention. We're not interested in any of that, or not even just that, but you know, conservatives are out working and, you know, paying taxes and doing all this stuff, while the people that are, you know, feeding or eating off of our taxes are at home getting text messages from the Democrats to go vote, and they're the ones that have the time to vote. Maybe I don't know.
Why didn't you know who the mayor of Tennessee was?
I didn't look into it. I didn't care, I guess.
And why not?
Because I was, when I first moved to Knoxville, I moved up here from Atlanta in 2010. And during that time, around that time, I'm not sure exactly when was his term, but the mayor here was Tim Burchett. And it was awesome. You know, like, Knoxville was where I wanted to be when I came to visit here. That's the whole reason why I moved here. It was because it's just different. It was different. People are conservative here. People care about their families, and it, you know, it's family oriented, and it's starting to change just like every other city, I guess.
So because of timing, I want to get to some super chats as well. You didn't know who the mayor of Knoxville was. For what? Why you didn't know?
I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy raising kids.
Are you conservative?
I consider myself conservative, yes.
And so you were so busy raising kids. And when did you come to know that it was a liberal Democrat? And why did you come to know?
Because I looked it up after I got that text message, the Democratic text message. To go vote. And I actually went and voted that day. Me and my husband was actually off Thursday by some miracle. And we both went and voted for city council members. And today is actually the voting day for city council.
Oh, today is?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you voting?
I already voted. I voted last Thursday, early voting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess that was my question was, you know, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we voting? And, you know, and if we are not going to do it, then, you know, why are we complaining?
You're right about that. If you're not going to get out and do anything about it, there's no reason to complain about the situation.
Yeah.
I totally agree. But I just think that prior to Donald Trump, and I could be wrong because I don't know what everyone is thinking about that. I just think that conservative voters just kind of gave up because these Republican representatives prior to Donald Trump were not doing anything. And then when it's time to vote again, they come out and say what they're going to do. And once they get in, they do nothing. So I just think that the conservative became fed up with that.
So do you think we just shouldn't? We should just continue giving up and just roll over and let them do what they want and not vote?
That's a good question. That's a good question because prior to Donald Trump, I don't know what which conservative representative I would have voted for, to be honest with you. Because 4 years under Joe Biden and then 8 years under the fallen messiah, Barack Obama, I just noticed how the Republicans, they would just hold meetings. That's all they ever did. And nothing would come out of those meetings and become of those meetings. And then whenever it was time for a war, you had the Republicans going along with it. I remember when that guy from Ukraine, right, would come here. Whenever he needed money, he would come to our bank and just get the money. And Republicans went along with it. So I don't know. It's all depend. This is a good question, Eva. I just don't know.
Well, all I know is that all the conservative people that I know complain a lot, including myself. And I don't want to do that anymore. So instead of, you know, complaining and bitching and moaning and all that, I got a sign on my car and I'm driving around right now until it's time to go pick up my kids from school.
Right on.
That says go vote. I mean, something, anything. Nobody, you know, I don't see anybody doing anything. So, I mean, when are we going to do something?
Yeah, it's a good question.
When are we going to take back our cities and and towns?
Eva, because of time, do you spell your name? What do you have to do?
No, I always pronounced it Eva.
Because you're Hispanic. I'm Hispanic, right? Of Hispanic origin. My parents are Mexican, and so people in Spanish they say Eva, but in English they say Eva, and I don't really care. I don't care how people call me Eva. It's all the same to me, and I don't.
And you answer no matter what name they call you. You answer.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Well,
thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
All right. Thanks. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. I got to take a break. When I come back, your super chats and your phone calls, the hate news now, not the fake news, but the hate news, and I'll be back in a moment.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
And
people want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on, it's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show, listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Those self-important current and former FEMA employees. Whenever you hear about current and former something, government employees, and they're signing some letter, you know it's for something communist and degenerate. They signed some Katrina declaration against our greatest president, Trump. And, pardon me, this is hopefully not a bad word, but a haboob, H-A-B-O-O-B. It's a towering wall of dust. I prefer to call it a towering wall of dust to a haboob, but they're calling it a haboob, which is a towering wall of dust over beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful, cool, hot, dry Phoenix, Arizona. Is it another Dust Bowl type of a situation? It's crazy. Whoa. And a Cracker Barrel logo drama. You know there's drama over the Cracker Barrel logo. We already covered that. It's old news, but commie nonsense finally covering it. And Southwest has new rules against plus-sized passengers. Discrimination. I don't know. And there's this female CNN reporter, Commie Nonsense Network, likening an ICE arrest to a kidnapping. Psh, editorializing. This is the end of hour two already of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, August 26th. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025, the year of our Lord. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. Or if you're a Zoomer or younger, or Generation Alpha or Generation Beta, or any Generation Beta people old enough to talk and speak on the phone, you can call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE. There's one line open. But it is hate news, not fake news. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor Baby. All right, so catch American Anchor Baby. Sweet. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, you know how I mentioned the flag-burning executive order that Trump signed on Monday, directing the Justice Department to investigate incidents of flag burning, an activity he claims, rightly, that incites violence and riots. I don't know if it's right, but it definitely is correlated, as I mentioned, every single time. The order is likely aimed at challenging the 1989 Supreme Court ruling in Texas versus Johnson, which declared flag burning a protected form of free speech under the Foist Amendment. Read about it. However, Justice William Brennan addressed Trump's argument 36 years ago, claims Commie Nonsense Network, when he wrote for the majority, which is always wrong, almost. The government cannot assume that every expression of a provocative idea will incite a riot, claimed that guy, but must look at the actual circumstances surrounding the expression. That's why he told the Justice Department to investigate it, William Brennan and Commie Nonsense. Give me a break. Hours after our greatest president, Trump, signed that EO, a so-called man who identified himself as a 20-year combat veteran, was arrested for setting a U.S. flag ablaze in front of the white on the inside White House. U.S. Park Police said they arrested one person for violating a federal regulation that prohibits lighting a fire on land controlled by or policed by the Park Service, except in designated areas. Now, FEMA, more than 180 current and former FEMA employees, Federal Emergency Management Association or Administration, whatever, they've signed a letter to Congress titled the Katrina Declaration. What is that, in terms of the Hurricane Katrina, that thing that they botched under W? Or did they botch it? It warns that the Trump administration's sweeping overhaul was gutting the disaster relief agency's authority and capabilities. Since Trump's return to office, his administration worked to either abolish or drastically shrink the agency. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tapped David Richardson to lead FEMA. He had no prior experience, right, managing natural disasters. And DHS slashed hundreds of millions of dollars in national preparedness funding, while Kristi Noem imposed strict new spending controls, much needed in the government, requiring her approval for any contract or grant over $100,000. I don't know if she's a control freak. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if they have any point. Maybe they do. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. ¶¶
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. This is the third hour of the show already, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, how have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? How? We have every way that you can watch and listen to the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, if you got to run around doing whatever you got to do this morning, this evening, this night, because of different time zones, you can still podcast the show and listen to the show on your phone while it is happening. Isn't that amazing? By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. And we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show. And every Tuesday is so amazing. Grandpa tell me about the good old days because it is country and western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Let the dogs out. Whoop.
Amazing. And I want to get to your super chats here, but first I want to remind you, and for those who really, really want to overcome the fallen state, and you want perfect peace right here on earth, and you can have it. All people can have it. I don't care what people accuse you of, what they call you or whatever, you can have perfect peace because it's not based on anything outside of you or anyone. You can have perfect peace, but you got to work on yourself. You got to work on you, because if you don't, you're not going to understand or see that human beings are evil. They're vicious. They're conniving. They're sneaky. They're wicked. And a wicked person, and it doesn't matter if it's a family member, husband or wife, father or mother, brother or sister, cousin, nephew, uncle, no matter, friends, it doesn't matter. Evil is evil. And all human beings are evil until they start to work on themselves and they start to see what's going on and overcome. Human beings are evil. You cannot find good in human nature. You need to know this so you can be work on yourself and be made free. Because otherwise, you won't make it in this world. And if you do live for a minute, you're going to be living a life of fear and resentment and anger and doubt. Human beings cannot be trusted. I don't care who it is. You know, I was talking to a family member the other day, and they were telling me about all the situations happening in their family. And they never imagined that this could happen to their families from other families, members. And I said to them, like, are you surprised that your family have turned out this way? And they were like, yeah, I am surprised, but I'm not surprised because there were signs along the way that I didn't pay attention to. There are always signs. But you don't see them because you want what you want, and when you want what you don't pay attention to the signs. But human beings are evil. And even God said every human being is evil until they are born again of the Father, and I will give you a new nature. There's no such thing as a good person. And the way you know that, you can prove me wrong. Get to know yourself and find one good thing in yourself. Find one good thing about you. And this is for men and women. Find one good thing in you. That's why it's so important that you should know yourself. Because evil human beings would try to sneak up on you to hurt you. They would just try to, they would sound all humble and nice. They'll pretend to love you when inside they have an agenda. Know yourself, folks, so you can be free. The beginning of overcoming evil is to know thyself. All right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities, and wickedness in high places. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Akbarism, Debbie Dadism, racism, or anti-Semitism. No ism. Human beings are evil. All who are born of the woman must be born of the spirit of the Father if you want to overcome evil. Human beings are evil. Stop deceiving yourself. All right? And they can't help it until they start to overcome it. Super, super. Hey, come, let's do super chats. Human beings are evil. You need to know this so that you can overcome this. Unless you know it, you're not going to overcome. You're going to have all these different emotions going on inside of you. Fears and fake happiness and bad and so-called evil happiness or bad happiness, negative happiness, fear and doubt, worried about what others say or think about you. You are concerned about what the devil is thinking about you inside of others. You want to fight with people. So it's a spiritual battle, all right? But you can't know this. You don't have to be you any longer. You can stop right now being you. And one other quick thing I want you to know, you could bank on this. You can put your bitcoins on this. You can bank on this. You hate God. And you and I don't care how many Bibles you read or don't read. You could be an atheist, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Mormon. You is never going to enter into perfect peace until you stop being you. Then you will enter in. You cannot enter into peace being you. You cannot have perfect peace on earth or in heaven being you, because you hate good. You're jealous of it. You resent it. In your mind, you're plotting and trying to hurt it. You worry. You get angry, revengeful, or whatever. Resentful. You hate good, and you will never enter into perfect peace until you stop being you. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Cornerstone on Cash App said yesterday, church, fire, heart, devil, thoughts, thanks, hands, praying, and halo emoji.
Who is that?
Cornerstone on Cash App.
Thank you, Cornerstone. I appreciate it.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Nice.
Mike Young bought a coffee yesterday. Hey, Jesse, have you ever thought of that the left want to say that crime is down? Because behind closed doors, they know that the blacks lead the way in crime in those liberal cities? Emoji.
That's true. And if you notice, and I'm not making it up, every city or state or town that is under the control of blacks, there's nothing but crime. It's out of control. It's out of control. So, yes. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
Very generous. 10 coffees from Brian. Truth led me to you, and I feel fortunate that I can hear it, knowing Christ already returned in the past. Did Christ reign on earth for 1,000 years also, or should I not be concerned about that? Could we be the dead in the final season? Seems that way. Bible thumper, quote unquote.
Repeat the question.
So did Christ already reign on earth for 1,000 years as well? You know how it said Christ would return and reign for 1,000 years?
Oh, yeah.
Or should he not be concerned about that?
I wouldn't be concerned about that. Yeah, don't think about that. Take no thought for tomorrow. Live for now. Tomorrow is sufficient for itself. You deal with now, and when tomorrow comes, you'll be ready to deal with tomorrow. But thank you. I wish you well.
Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv/JLP. We got our tickets to fly down to attend church. Turn up the AC. Smiley.
Oh, right on.
Pretty cool.
We'll be ready. Amazing. Thank you.
Modern gentleman, biblical question.
How have you treated yourself all of your life? I feel so bad, much better y'all put all in there. Of, I mean.
Oh, you put of?
Yeah.
Nice.
How have you treated yourself all of your life?
I've treated myself like someone I hate, says Modern Gentleman. I've lied to me, put me down, sold me short, stopped me from doing what's right. Before I knew that it wasn't me, I let that spirit control me. I treated myself with anger, said Modern Gentleman.
Interesting. Thank you. I'll put my little tooses in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Greenwall with a diamond. Happy birthday, Adam. Party horn emoji with confetti.
Happy birthday, Adam. Where's Eve? What the? Thank you.
Arnoldo, is there a JLP book or episode that helps kids learn about the false self? Something specific for kids? Thank you.
And when you say kids, how old? Do you any of my books?
I would assume 10.
Ask.
8, 7.
No, but that person asking the question, how old their kid?
Doesn't say.
Let me know how old your kids are, but around what can read my book?
7.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay. 7 and up.
7 and up.
Yeah. And my books are available at rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And I will sign them as well. Thank you.
Indeed. Someone bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk regarding the question about believing in Jesus.
Do you believe in life after love?
I always remember the conversation between Jesus and one of the two thieves on a cross when Jesus was crucified. The thief said,
I feel something inside myself. That's what he said. I really don't think it's good enough.
Strong enough.
Strong enough. No.
The thief said that he and the other thief were being mocked and condemned rightfully, but Jesus had done nothing wrong and asked Jesus to remember him when he went to his kingdom. Jesus said, because you have believed in me today, you shall be with me in paradise. That's why I believe in Jesus. Thank you for reading my comment.
Thank you. I wish you well. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. Jesse, why white people don't stand up to the blacks? Obviously, it's because they don't want an excessively violent altercation.
But they get in it anyway.
The blacks have a deep
maybe
hatred.
Maybe it'll stop if they do stand up and say no. But go ahead.
The blacks have a deep hatred of white people and look for any excuse to let out their aggression. Lock up Raja, says Eric.
Five Who's Raja?
Raja Jackson or whatever that guy's name was.
Oh.
The guy who beat up the MMA guy who beat up the son of the real MMA guy. Who beat up the pro wrestler guys real bad.
Yeah, that's awful.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I saw that. Allegedly.
Michael B. bought a coffee. Jesse, I've heard you many times use the term practical thought. Who taught you the term practical thought? Is that from your intellect? Got to go to work, got to make dinner, etc. You call those practical thoughts. The Bible doesn't mention practical thoughts. Where did you get that term from? Remind me of the word Trinity. Made up, says Michael B.
So you don't think that, you don't believe that God give you the ability to think about what you want for dinner, what kind of job you're going to do, blah, blah, blah. That's from God. He gave you that to function on earth. Common sense gave it to me. What the?
If you think about the other thoughts, all the other thoughts are impractical.
Right.
Very impractical to be thinking about this or that.
What amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael B.
Thank you, Michael B.
Nikki bought a coffee. Church on Sunday was amazing. I really enjoyed it. Smiling, blushing cheeks emoji.
Thank you, Nikki. And it was amazing. Rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Eric, five coffees. There's no such thing as a practical thought. All thoughts are lies. Lies aren't practical, says he.
Okay. Thank you. Amazing.
Jermaine bought a coffee. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Which someone has found, he hides it again, goes off in his joy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. He finds one of great value, goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. You must give up a life to have a life. Jermaine.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice quote. Nikki, generous 10 coffees. We all wear masks of false identities that causes us to act, react in ways we wouldn't if we were aware. Devil loves to hide behind those masks. Ogre devil emoji.
That is so true. That's amazing. Thank you.
Stephanie M., I posted your channel on a women's group and added a Bible verse, and I am literally being attacked with, take your comment down now. I can't handle it, says Stephanie M.
So, Stephanie, watch the person that's saying they can't handle it. And just don't react at all and see what happens. You will see, if you stay with this and do not react, don't get angry at the people who are attacking you. They are evil. So don't get angry at evil. And then watch the thoughts and the feelings that comes inside your body, but you're not your body and mind, and you're not your mind, and let it happen and see what happens. Really. Shake in your boots, but let it happen. Christ said, bring all of that unto him, the light, and he will destroy the darkness. And don't call whatever you're feeling and thinking, don't call it you. You can say, you know, you can admit, because you don't want to be in denial about it. You can admit, you know what, I'm shaking in my boots right now, but it's not me. I see those thoughts, but they're not mine. Until you don't have to say that anymore, because right now you identify with those demons and you're calling them you. Those are demons, and it's not you. I wish you well. What? Thank you.
Very nice. Anthony on Cash App, Country and Western Tuesday. Giddy up, partner.
How y'all doing out there? Right on. Thank you.
Eric, Five Coffees. The blacks try to instigate a conflict so they get an excuse to overreact. It's better to cover your face and walk away than give them a justification to take the conflict to extremes.
But they do know they end up stopping you.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to cower or look like you're cowering.
Right. Don't
that,
in,
that is that instigates it even further.
So what do you think about what I'm saying about what's happening to the White Hake? And do you see what I see, or is it just me?
Every day as Hakey G, I see what you see.
What's Hakey G?
I don't know. I was starting to do a rap reference. Sorry. Anyway.
Speaking of rap, there was a rap. I guess this black guy was a rapper or is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he was having some type of breakdown. And if I saw it come up on my thing here.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
And he was walking down the road in white underwears and boots, acting like a woman.
Oh, I don't. That doesn't sound familiar. Lil Nasty X.
Did he have a breakdown or something?
Yeah, I think he did. He was charged with assaulting police. I thought I saw in a Drudge headline. Yeah, crazy situation.
Yeah, that's what I saw it pop up right now on my thing here.
Yeah, he's that little black gay country rap singer.
So he is
rapper.
Gay.
Openly. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, that's why he was walking like that. Because I wonder why was he walking like a woman in his boots.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if he was thinking about that song, "These Boots Are Made for Walking." And that's what I'm gonna do. If you don't watch out, I'm gonna walk all over you. Boom, 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 boom. You know that song?
Is that a country and western song?
Uh-huh.
Is that, what's her name?
Yeah.
Nice.
"These boots are made for walking. That's what I'm gonna do."
That's just what I'll do, I think.
Yeah. I wish him well.
Yeah.
He looked like he may have had a breakdown. But go ahead.
Hopefully he didn't
Thank
hurt
you.
Those cops.
Yeah.
That he allegedly assaulted. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. "Morning, Jesse. To your question, there's nothing good in me except for the will to endure all things good and bad."
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you,
The
Nick.
One thing I want you to know for sure, and I'm not making this up, and you can prove me wrong by getting to know yourself and find one thing good in you. No human beings are good. You're not going to find anything good in human nature. That's why God said, "I give you a new nature, which will be his nature, and then good will be in you. It won't be your goodness, but it will be in you." But ain't nothing good in human beings. Zero. Isn't that amazing to know that, though, Hank? You see that?
It's helpful to, I don't know if I see it, but I know that my intentions aren't, although they seem good, they're not.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But at least you see it, and that's what most people don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see that their intentions are no good.
Right.
And it's amazing to me, too, and the reason I'm like saying all this because I counsel every day as well. Mind you, I don't know if I counsel on Fridays, but with men and women and families around the world by phone, Skype, or walk-in, if you need or want counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. The stories, and they're all the same. Situations might be a little different, but it's the same stories around the world. Everybody got to listen to our fellowship on Sunday. It's the same thing. Same fears, same worries, same doubts, same reactions. Situation may be a little different, but there's nothing good. And I ask people, what's good about you? Well, I'm nice. What's nice about you? I help people. I do this and I care. That ain't no good. That's not a sign of goodness. What? No. But you can overcome it. You're not stuck unless you want to be stuck into it. Thank you. I don't know why I said all that, but thanks.
Very nice. Eric, 10 coffees. Rap culture is black culture. The blacks, quote unquote, possessed by unconscious conditioning, genetics, environment, culture, media, all influenced by rap, he says.
Well, rap play into what's already there, right? But it's coming from resenting their mothers and grandmothers and yearning for the father. So it starts in the home, but when you hear certain music, it's like when you hear, let's say you break up with your wife, or the wife break up with the husband, girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, and you feel lonely. And so you get in your car, you drive down the coast. You drive down the coast of Malibu, Pacific Coast Highway there, on your way to Santa Barbara, playing, sitting by the dock of the bay. That music has the same effect on you that rap music will have when you're going through that. It's the same music. I mean, the same effect. Or let's say that you break up or you're lonely or you're scared or you have some type of issue and you put on Christian music. I thought I saw Jesus. I tell you he's alive. And then you cry because you're lonely or you're afraid or something happened. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. It has the same negative effect on the ego, false help, that rap music has, sitting by the dock of the bay music have, or Christian music. It has the same effect. It's no different. Amazing. Isn't that a good point, Hank?
Yep, totally.
It has the same effect. It makes you feel like you are going through something. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, with a follow-up, 5 more coffees. Rap culture is inseparable from black culture. Till black culture turns its back to rap culture, the violence will continue, says he.
But even when Marvin Gaye was singing, oh, what's going on? Tell me what's going on.
Which was a civil rights song.
That made you feel something, too. It made you feel like you were black, you had problems, and the white boy was the problem. What's going on?
Get a little distance from that music.
Yeah. The music...
in your mind.
In that nature is not good for you. But when you wake up and you're not using music to make you feel anything, or, you know, like give you an escape, or false, you can enjoy music in a perfect way because God gave the person the talent to make the music. And sometimes they make the wrong music because they're in a fallen state. But music is not good for you when you use it to forget instead of remembering. Thank you.
That's a fact. Kevin, 211-211, 5 coffees. Great call yesterday, Jesse, with Jasmine. I would like to wish Jasmine and her son well.
Yeah.
Thank Jesse and the team for all the help.
And thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
5 coffees from Dominic. No message. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you, Dominic.
Kayla, 3 coffees, BQ.
How have you treated yourself all of your life?
Before now, not me, treated myself as if God hated me. Now I know that wasn't me treating myself anyway. And there's no me to be treated that way either. Amazing. Have a wonderful day.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You know what's so insane to me? And mind-blowing? That we really think the false self is us. That's mind-blowing to me, and that is not us. But we really believe that the false identities are who we are. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and on StretchOff.
On Pill.net.
Pill.net, StretchOff.
Yep.
Something like that.
That's right.
Thank you for your super chat. Back in a moment. And we will finish them up before we leave the alley, I hope. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now. And, you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be evil and vicious and nasty. We're supposed to love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. First commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, along with nothing else or no one else. And then love your neighbor. You're not happy doing that. You ain't got no peace. You can bank on that. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning at the top of this hour, Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. The same energy Donald Trump has, the American Anchor Baby has it. So eventually you will call him king. If you doubt me, listen to the American Anchor Baby Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1. And then Fridays, he's flying his plane at 12 p.m. Pacific time. All right. Don't forget to support us on social media. I forget to mention that. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Pure.net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, comment, and all that. When you see that all human beings, including your family members, and especially starting with your family members, when you see all the evil, you're going to treat them differently. Really, because you would know and understand that they can't help it. Really, you would just know that, and then you won't be affected by it. Because you will understand you had to overcome that too. And you will understand evil. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air. Hey, Troy?
Yes.
You are on the air.
Oh, can you hear me?
No.
Oh, hang on. Is this better?
It's what better?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Not yet. I can't hear you yet.
Oh, are you, sir, can you hear my voice?
No, I can't hear your voice.
Oh, oh, okay, you're going to see how long. That's good. I was like, how is he? How is he? Is he like reading my mind there? That's good. You've done this a while, I can tell.
Whoa, mess. you're on the air, Troy.
Hang on one second. I just wanted to read two verses of the Bible, if that's okay.
Yes.
Just there. Hang on. Let me find that quote. It's from the book of Jeremiah, 9:23-24. It says, "Thus says the Lord: Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom; let not the mighty man boast in his might; let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord."
Nice. And the reason you read that, that mean what to you?
Well, I that's just my new favorite Bible verse, but I just
okay.
See in the culture today, especially for the younger people, they're very obsessed with materialism and how rich they are, how what their body looks like or how smart they are. But I really do think, like Billy Graham said, that a person that knows the Bible knows more and is richer than the richest person or the smartest university professor.
Amazing. You're right. Do Troy, is there any good in you?
Now that I've surrendered to the Lord, yes.
And what does that mean, surrender to the Lord?
Like you said, I gave up my past life and I've given up my anger and right. I let him take control of the wheel.
Yep. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
How did that go for you when you went to her? What happened?
Well, like I said, last year she got terminal cancer, and that kind of made me realize that our parents are a gift from God, and we don't have them forever, so we can't hate them.
And so did you go and forgive her? Is she still living?
Yes, yeah. She's been fighting the cancer. I just try to, like you said, take it day by day and don't think about what's going to happen.
That's right. And have you gone and forgiven her?
Yes.
You told her?
Yes, I did.
What did she say when you told her?
She kind of... a little hard to speak on. But yeah, I just feel like, I was able to, that was when I was truly reborn again. So it's just, it's been a battle I've been fighting my whole life.
Right.
So.
And so what did she say when you told her?
She was sorry for, the situation she put me in and, you know, not giving me brothers or sisters, but she said that she did the best that she could do. And
yep.
And I know that she was right.
She was right about that. She did the best she could do. That's why another reason we must forgive them, because they know not what they do. They're doing the best that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you cry when you think about that? When you thought about that, what made you cry about it? Why did you cry about it?
It was kind of preventing me from getting that connection I needed with the Lord. Like I was going to church, I was trying to live that life, but I still had anger.
Yeah.
And when the Holy Spirit came down and convicted me, that's when I realized that there was something that was getting in the way of that connection, and that was not honoring thy father and mother. And he had to remind me that, you know, sin, even though she made bad choices with her life, that my sin can also hurt people. So.
And did you forgive your father as well?
Yes. Yeah. I never met him. He died of a drug overdose. And
he was never in my life. So,
were they married?
No, they were not.
And you never met your father?
No, sir.
What's that like, never meeting your father? I know what it's like to not to be with your father. I've been through that part. But what is it like never knowing your father?
It just feels like part of your soul is missing. And
sure does.
And when he died, even though I'd never met him, I was devastated. And I felt like a part of me died with him. And it's tough. That's why I'm just so against this attack on the nuclear family. It's because of these politicians that are for the welfare state and the divorce state and all that stuff, they make money mm-hmm. off people's misery. And it's just disgusting.
Are you doing the silent prayer or the hoop and holler prayer?
No, I do your silent prayer. It's incredible. It's the best. I was always against like meditation or whatever, stuff like that, but this is not a meditation. This is just peace.
Yes. You don't want to meditate. You don't want to have, you don't want to control, you don't want control over anything. You just want to become the observer and let the light do all the work.
Yeah, it's been, like I said, I was a sinner most of my life, but then I realized I came back out of the military. I live in Minnesota, and I just saw it. Like, I left in 2014, and I came back in 2018, and this state had just became a crap hole, and it's gotten just worse and worse and worse. And that's when I realized, like, yeah, we need Christ. Like, you need him. He's the only thing that's going to save this country from just absolute hell.
Well, the country is not going to get better, but your world inside of you and your world around you will be fine mm-hmm. because the father take care of his own children, and you're going to mm-hmm. see all this mess going on with your friends, with your family members, with government and wars and all kind of stuff, but you will not be affected by it at all. It will not touch you if you stay present with the truth. It will not touch you. And people are going to try to hurt you, your family member, especially when they know that you're working on yourself and that you are overcoming the world. They're going to come after you, but it won't bother you. And you will see that they're evil, but you won't judge them.
Yeah, I had friends of 20 years. When I said in 2020 I'm voting for Trump, I was a Democrat before that, but I said I'm voting for Trump. They all canceled me, and
yeah,
I've gotten canceled from internships, and it's just so evil. And but I just, like I said, when I was in the military and the Air Force, and I was, I had to bury people that mm-hmm. took a bullet for this country. And I came back and I saw people, burning our flag and just saying all this craziness. I wish I had a time machine, Jesse, and I could go back to those airmen that I served with and said, like, before they signed up, just don't sign up, because this is not worth it. You know, you're not worth dying for these people, because they're just horrific, you know?
Absolutely. The one thing I realized too, Troy, about wars, people who are the government, the politicians, the businessmen who are and women now, who are for wars, they get a thrill out of creating a war. They get mm-hmm. money from it, they get a sense of power from it, and they get this thrill from seeing the people around them be afraid and don't want a war, want the war. And then they get a thrill of, if a war stopped for a while, they get a thrill from the war not making a temporary stop. They get a thrill from that too. Human nature is so wicked, Troy, and if you stay with this, it's going to blow your mind, but bless you in the same fashion, to see and understand that we are truly dealing with evil inside of our own mind until you overcome it, and inside of other people. but you'll see how to deal with it. Though human beings are wicked to the core. There's nothing good about human nature.
I think there is some hope, though, because at least at the one-star and two-star military officers, they're very high-level officers. I had a two-star come and visit our base, and he was black. Just had to put that out there. But he said something very amazing. He said the point of the military is not to kill people. The military is to deter war.
Yes.
And that's I was like, that's a patriot right there.
I like that.
But I don't know about the 3 and 4 stars. They're kind of political animals, but those 1 and 2 stars, they're because up to 2-star general, that's military promotion. And those guys, they have to absolutely love what they do.
Amazing.
I did have a quick question, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just kind of wondering, I see when I go to the gym, especially, or just out in public a lot, it's not just women. Mainly women, but not just women, just people showing a lot of skin, like back, breast, stomach, legs, and they're behind it. I just want to know if you think that's a sign of moral or social depravity, or is it just about their ego or something?
It's totally ego, and it's evil. And I see it, too, and I've been asking lately, how come women are always naked? I mean, they're always just showing skin, but they're insecure. Uh-huh. They use it to tempt. In order to destroy, they're very insecure. I was watching Jesse Waters on the other day on Fox News there, and they were showing the man on the street. They showed him at the beach, and these women had nothing. They had little panties on, and they had a little strap that goes up the crack. And, and I'm like, don't they know they're outside naked? But they don't care because they're insecure, and they're getting a false sense of being somebody, controlling. But it's awful that women have sank that low, that they have no self caring about themselves at all. And then women have been taught, well, your body, your choice, you can wear what you want, and you can... And a man doesn't have anything to say about a woman, what she wears, and that doesn't mean she should get raped because she's naked. But and she shouldn't be. You shouldn't be raping anybody anyway. But women today, and not all, but most, they don't have self-respect anymore. And
yeah,
it's everywhere, even fat women wear nothing.
Yeah, that's just.
And they have all those wrinkles showing. I'm like. Nobody wants to see those wrinkles. That's not a turn on.
Because, when I'm at the gym and I see them, like, the back is just a bunch of straps or they're showing their stomach and really, my eyes are drawn to it, but it's also kind of, now that I'm getting older, I think it's kind of a distraction and actually a little bit offensive because it's like, you know what you're doing, but you should be here just trying to work out, you know?
Absolutely. Like, but they're sluts. They have no self-respect at all. And it's horrible. I remember when women would go to the beach, they wouldn't just go out there naked like that. And they even have women now when they're pregnant. You know how a woman normally have a sense of respect when she's pregnant? She will wear, like, loose clothes so her body won't look so awful.
Mm-hmm. And,
but now when they're pregnant, they even have their belly hanging out like cows.
Oh, my God.
They walk around like a pregnant cow. I'm like, wow, woman looked like the cow I used to milk when the cow was pregnant.
What do you think about women breastfeeding in public, speaking of that?
It shouldn't be done in public. There's something called self-respect. Now, if you got to do it and she put like a diaper, a cover over the baby, over her breast, that's fine. But if she just pull out the tit and just... putting it in the baby mouth, that's nasty.
Because I saw that the other day at the airport, and I was kind of shocked. There was no cover over the baby, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. But that's what happens when women don't have men to guide them. Women go out of control when they don't have a man to guide them, whether it's their father, boyfriend, or husband, in the right way. or they're not seeking the right way for themselves, they literally go out of control. Look at the black women. Black yeah. women are out of control because the black men have not guided them at all.
Yeah, and I just think a great example is this latest Cracker Barrel, the first white mascot canceled.
Yeah.
That CEO, she's lost them $600 million of stock value.
That's amazing. Yeah, I played that on the air. What a shame. When would men wake up, Troy?
I guess the last question, a little quick question is like, why would a company tolerate you losing almost $1 billion?
Because they're afraid of women. They don't want to be called, what do you call that when you don't hire women, whatever they call that. And they don't want.
Misogynistic.
Yeah, and they don't want to be called racist. And Cracker Bear, they're trying to sound Southern and all that. And their mind is all racist, which racism doesn't exist. But they're trying to appease the blacks, and they're trying to appease the women, and they're losing it. Because there's no reason that a company should bring in anyone that would cause them to lose that much money.
Do you think it's just the nature of a woman to destroy?
100%. 100%.
Because that company is going to go out of business.
Yeah, 100%.
But is it because it's like, it's a sort of punishment for allowing society when women rule that it's just bound to fail?
There's this order. Women were not created to lead, but to follow. When you put them in a leadership role, they don't know how to lead. And they're doing the best they could because it's not their fault the men are so weak to put them in that role, but they don't know what to do, so they destroy the family, the business, whatever, because it's not in their nature to lead. And men are making a horrible mistake. God said, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And that's what's happening. And that's what's happening with these companies that are putting women in control.
Yeah, I guess the last thing I'll say is I guess we got to repeal the 19th Amendment, and we might have to make it so women can't be on corporate boards anymore.
Absolutely. Whatever it takes to bring peace back to the country.
All right. Justin, you are a true gift from God. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time caller, Terry out of Texas. Terry, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Terry.
How's it going, sir?
All is well.
Man, I watch you too much. I got two questions for you.
Yes,
I'll make
sir.
It quick.
Okay.
So I'm a security officer over here in Texas.
But don't say
and
your
my
name
first question.
Company. Go ahead.
I'm not.
Okay.
And so my question is, I forgave my mom already.
Okay.
But Jesse, I'm black.
He black.
I do not like black women.
And why
they
not?
They are rude. They are rude.
Yeah.
They're evil. They're mean for no reason. You can be nice to them. You can greet them. Hello. Good morning. Do you need something? They're just mean for no reason at all.
Well, there's a reason they're that way because they hate their mothers and they're yearning for the fathers. So they become like their mothers. That's the reason that they're that way. But go ahead.
My question is, how is it that I can not get so aggravated?
We lost Terry? Oh, Terry, we lost you. Your call dropped. It sounded like I heard your security guard phone thing, whatever that was. But listen, you're not getting aggravated at them by understanding that it's not them, but it's the evil in them. And they can't help it. So don't hold it against them. Forgive them. Speak up, but don't hate them. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat. Jules Verne on Rumble. R-O-F-L. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Rolling in the deep. Thank you.
I think that's in response to you talking about these boots were made for walking. For Lil Nasty X. Little Nasty X.
I wish him well. It looks like he lost his mind or something. I don't know, but it just seems like he tripped out. I don't know who he is, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just know that in the meeting, they said, look, X, and Derek just told me he's a rapper.
We've covered him before on the show.
Oh, we have? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Joshua's Journey. What is Jesse think about Christian rap music?
This is the same as all the other rap.
Indeed, it is.
Same thing. Oh, mate, thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, Sunset on the Plains, a silhouette of a cowboy.
Nice.
Beautiful scene, sir.
Amazing.
Thank you. Eric, 10 Coffees, Jesse, rap music doesn't have the same influence as other music.
Yes, it does.
Yes, both keep a person unconscious. That's not my point. The creation of an ego possessed by a strong emotions of hate and pride influenced by the unconscious suggestions of rap music prioritizes violence. Drugs, guns, hoes, clothes, cars, money, jewelry. Produce a more dangerous zombie.
But unless you are free of all that, all music has the same effect. Really, it has the same effect. Amazing. Thank you.
Musical notes. Zombie. Pow. Mind blown.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Amazing. Thank you, Eric.
Carlos, imagine how beautiful this nation would be if we were to send all the bad, low Nicaraguan back to Mama Africa. And also the low illegals back, and only allow classy blacks and professional immigrants who contribute and give this nation, made by whites instead of taking from it, is not black fatigue anymore. For me, is lactose intolerance. So tired of the Nicaraguan. Love you all.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And pardon me if I butchered your chat a little bit. Thank you, Carlos. Next phase for all, for your little goal. Love you all.
Thank you.
That's right. We had a goal for five supers in, or ten, I forget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Greenwald, Games for Rec, Fatty Wap, 555-555-565, Groovy Monkey, Kid Combo, Cactus Eater, Misty, Wolf 336, Chirp Alert 5000, and the rest of the D-Live crew supporters.
Thank you.
As well as the Rumble crew. You guys are faithful over there. Jules Verne, Age of Inversion, Peace in the Puzzle, T Fly and Monkey, butchering your name, Pastor Chatelet, and the
thank
rest.
Thank you. Oh.
Thanks, y'all. And thank you, guys. I do believe that
Pastor Chatelet, thank you, too.
I do believe that that is... Oh, Eric, five more coffees. If I listen to music about cookies, pizza, soda, I'm going to prioritize junk food. If I listen to music about guns, drugs, and prostitutes, I'm going to prioritize violence.
But my thing is still, it feeds the ego. If you're not over that yet, over the ego. Yes. Thank you. You're right.
And thank you all. That's all for now.
Thank you all. Wow. I wanted to get them in. So say thank you. I do appreciate it. Chris from Wisconsin. D, a first-time call out of Nashville, Tennessee. And the callers who are dropping because we're out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. It's Manhood Hour tomorrow. Hey, coming up now, then the incubator. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman got a hat to say. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness.